Welcome, my friends. Welcome. You are now listening to Wednesday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It is February 21st, 2007, 1 minute after midnight here in the Central Time Zone. And welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, of course, as you should know by now, 800-313-9443. Our guest this evening, Debbie Morrow, joining us from New Millennium Concepts, the website berkeywater.com. And Debbie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Can't believe I'm still awake.
I know you're doing well. I got a couple more stories I want to pick your brain on because, again, I think these are relevant to what the Berkey can handle that we know of. And I'm sure that when you guys do that testing, make sure you test for the hormones and things like that from like the birth control pills, all these problems of these gender, switching incidents that we keep reading about. Remember the stories I'm referring to?
Absolutely. And that's something that we are having checked out.
Wonderful.
And Prozac and all that stuff.
Good. That's such an important thing.
Yep.
All right. This from the AP came out today or earlier yesterday, I guess you could say, from Arizona. Water drawn from wells at a Phelps Dodge mine south of Tucson have twice the federal drinking water limit for uranium tests show. So you're going to be out there in Arizona. Maybe you can bring this story with you. The contamination was discovered in wells at the Sierrita mine west of Green Valley, according to a report from the EPA. Wells at a nearby mine test show the threshold for uranium, test below the threshold for uranium, but have three times the level of some heavy metals, such as cadmium and thallium. So what do you know about that?
Thallium?
Huh?
They have thallium in their
Not
water?
Thallium, thallium. T-H.
Oh.
You're like, oh, I'm going to be drinking gallons of water out in Arizona. They got thallium in it? It's exciting.
Okay, what did you say? Cadmium?
All right. Uranium.
Huh?
Cadmium and thallium.
Thallium. I don't know.
Okay, well, they're heavy metals.
Oh, they're heavy metals?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we take out... See, cadmium's right there on my list.
Okay.
And do you know what that causes? Kidney
no.
damage.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know
that.
That's
what it says on my list.
Okay.
Yeah, so we take out up to 95% of heavy metals.
Okay.
That's
well, maybe
really
I should send
thing.
This to you so you can have there in Arizona.
I would like to. And, you know, the more we're talking, you know, ever since my friend Bob moved to Arizona, his face just... gets all red and blotchy and itches really bad and his neck and stuff. And I asked him, did you change your laundry soap? Have you, you know, is there anything that you have done different? And, you know, I'm really wondering if he does not have a KDF shower filter because, you know, he just got a brand different RV and he hasn't had a chance to do that. He has a Berkey water filter, but he doesn't have a KDF shower filter. And I'm going to make sure he gets one because I'm beginning to wonder.
Yes.
You know, just listening to what you're saying, and then when you talked about Arizona, it made me realize, maybe there's something wrong with his water. And that's why he's breaking out.
Certainly possible.
And, you know, he says his face itches and all that. Okay.
It says the EPA is assessing the situation and deciding what action to take. Again, more studies need to be done, as always. State environmental officials said the contamination has not affected wells providing drinking water to Green Valley area, site of two wells closed in 2005. Why? Because they were contaminated. EPA spokesman Mark Merchant said mining activity may have caused the groundwater contamination and that it is a quote-unquote serious issue. He said, quote, there is not an imminent danger, but that doesn't mean there's not a threat to human health and safety. So another one of those sort of weird statements that we were talking about earlier. They're always about water, Deb. It's amazing.
I know it.
Stay with us, folks. We'll come back and we'll finish up these last few stories. Give out Debbie's phone number and, you know, of course, details about where she'll be this weekend. And then we'll cut her loose so she can go get some sleep. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. BerkeyWater.com is the website. Debbie, what's your phone number?
Oh, it's a secret.
Oh.
No, it's 1-888-803-4438.
Okay, wonderful.
Are you going to get rid of me? You're not going to take calls?
Yeah, we'll take some calls. All right, folks, Debbie wants calls. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Happy?
Yes.
We'll just see if anybody calls.
Yeah, if anybody's awake.
Yeah, it's very possible. It is, of course, now it's Ash Wednesday, I guess. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday, so a bunch of people out there flashing each other and drinking lots of beer. So
What does Fat Tuesday mean?
Well, it's basically the beginning of, I'm not a good Catholic anymore. I think it's the precursor to the beginning of Lent. It's like the last day of debauchery before you start pretending to be holy, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I wondered. I mean, I do know.
Well, you know about Mardi Gras and all that stuff. It's just like the kickoff of that.
I don't know a lot about it, you know, other than people get drunk and flash each other and all
there
that
you go.
Stuff. You know.
Got to earn some beads.
I do. I have some beads. Oh. They gave me some today.
Oh, yeah? Well, now you know why.
They gave me a cup, and the cup has a picture of New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a picture of a queen, and it says Mardi Gras,
mm-hmm.
and it says under the big top, 2007, and it has blue and gold beads in it, and green.
But you didn't have to earn them.
No.
Well, that's good.
No, because it was my 20-year-old son's friend
who
went this weekend or something.
I see.
They would just have heart attacks along with everybody at the pool this week.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. We got some more stories here. You ready for them?
Yes, I am.
All right. Associated Press, February 11th. This is out of California. Water from two wells in the Sierra Nevada foothills town contained dangerous levels of a banned pesticide and nitrates from fertilizer, septic tanks, and sewage plants. Some eastern Tulare County residents say contaminated drinking water causes or exacerbates an assortment of local ills from hyperactivity to common colds. Cutler, next door to East Arosi, is under a state order to clean up its nitrates in the town's drinking water. Contaminants have been found in wells in Woodlake, Lemon Cove, Toolville, Woodville, and Yetum. A state study last year revealed 75 wells in Tulare County have nitrate contamination, or about two out of every five. Said Laurel Firestone, co-director of the Water Community Center, quote, "The contamination has been confirmed. It's not a mystery. So far, we don't have the political will to do something about it," end quote. So, in essence, they know that that's out there. They know that it's causing health problems, and nobody's doing anything.
Right. And the thing about nitrates is that our Berkey filters will reduce nitrates very much in the beginning, but nitrates will get absorbed so quickly into the filters that we're working on a post-filter to just do nitrates, just like we have the fluoride one.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because it's a real necessary thing. And you know what's really interesting about that article you read is that they admitted that it, you know, is affecting like the children and stuff. Because, well, a lot of times...
Hyperactivity, I mean, come on.
A lot of times what they do is they say, oh, only if you're pregnant or only if you're elderly or if it's a baby. And, you know, that's kind of what they say about nitrates. It's the catch thing, you know. Well, you know, you don't really have to worry about nitrates because it really only affects babies and old people and if you're pregnant. So if you're any of those, then don't drink it, but everybody else can. But this article, you know, didn't say that, so that was interesting.
You know, and there's elements like that in every one of these stories that I think are highly interesting to me. This one is from Virginia, came out the 19th, and you can find this at the Daily Press. It says, Virginia will embark on a two-year study of mercury contamination in streams and rivers, a problem that is shown to be particularly troublesome in the corner of the state that includes Hampton Roads. Governor Timothy M. Kaine said Monday, the Department of Environmental Quality will try to learn more about how power plant air emissions and other mercury sources fall to become pollution on land and water. So again, more tests need to be done. But this is interesting too. How do you test, Debbie, how mercury falls out of the air? You make it fall out of the air. Right? I mean, isn't that how you do it?
Well, they were just admitting it does fall out of the air.
Not only are they admitting that it falls out of the air, they're admitting that they're going to test how it falls, implying that it is continuing to fall.
I know.
It's amazing.
I was thinking that right when you were reading it. I was getting this picture of little sparkling, you know, the little balls when you break a thermometer.
Hey, they have digital thermometers nowadays. But I remember those days, too. I remember what fun it was to play with the mercury. Look how neat it is.
I know. And look, could you imagine, you know, all these little round balls of mercury falling from the sky?
No.
How does it fall? Well, let me think. If you blow it into the air, gravity pulls it down.
It's just the most shocking development ever. It actually comes out of the air. It doesn't stay up there. You're kidding me. Anyway, mercury is what is called a bioaccumulative toxic pollutant, meaning that it persists in the food chain rather than being diluted. Mercury falls to waterways through the air and in rain, and once in the water can turn into methylmercury, which accrues in fish tissue. Mercury has been shown to cause neurological problems in children exposed to mercury while in the womb. Women of childbearing age are advised to be cautious about eating fish which may be contaminated with methylmercury. Now, that's extremely interesting because they're just basically telling you developmental disorders, neurological problems. Well, what is that? That's autism. And it's right here.
Right.
I mean, this is a mainstream news. This is not crazy, you know, fringe news stuff, folks. This is important information, and I can't believe all the truths in all these stories. It's amazing.
Yeah. And yet, even though they put the truth of it and they put it in, people are so lulled into apathy that... they read it and just go, oh, you know, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't, it doesn't really, like they think, oh, that doesn't affect me, you know.
It wraps up here. It says, in recent years, the Department of Environmental Quality's tests have shown mercury contamination at surprising levels in several rivers in eastern Virginia, even in somewhat isolated waterways. So this is important on a number of levels, because first of all, they say surprising levels. They're not saying surprisingly low. It's not supposed to be there. They mean surprisingly high. Now, they say several rivers in eastern Virginia and even, again, some surprise here, in somewhat isolated waterways, indicating it's not just from the factories that are close by, these water sources. I mean, this is, you know, widespread, in essence.
Yep.
So very important points in that story. How are the Berkeys on mercury?
Oh, we take it out up to 95%.
There you go.
That's another one of those heavy metals.
You gotta love that.
The sky.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So it just catches the heavy metal right out of the sky.
Yep.
Berkey air filters.
Speaking of the sky, did you guys know what I got for Christmas?
A parachute?
No, I got two stars named after me.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I know that's really, you know, probably pretty stupid because, you know, somebody's making $1 million telling people, if you send me money, we'll name a star after you.
Hey, I own property on Venus, so I don't know what you're talking about. I do, as a matter of fact.
Seriously?
Yes.
I want some.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a guy I had on the show who, this is completely off topic, but, you know, anyway, mercury in the air. Oh, speaking of air, I own a star or two. Well, anyway, I had a guy on the show. He found a way to basically claim, put a legitimate claim through the United Nations and through all the governments and whatnot, on celestial bodies. And he claimed property on the moon and all this other stuff. He's been selling it. Now, that may or may not ever hold up. In fact, it probably won't, because whoever can get to these planets is basically going to take whatever they want. But it's still a neat little novelty item, and I did have him on the show, and he gave me like 20 acres of land on Venus, which is like
a
big. Yeah, he was saying thanks for having me on the show. He just gave it to me. And we gave away a bunch of them on the air as well. Mars and the moon and all sorts of things. But,
oh, my gosh. I would love to have a piece of any of the planets.
Well, maybe I'll have to get you one as a belated birthday Christmas present. But, yes, so anyway, the wife wanted to be a Venusian goddess. So, you know, we just said, you know, forget the moon. It's boring. Let's go with Venus. A big, giant ball of gas. Now, how do you measure 20 acres of gas is beyond me. But I own it. And make no mistake, that's going to be passed down as an heirloom to the great-grandkids, so they can go make a claim someday.
That is the most coolest thing I hate to say it, I hope my kids aren't listening.
Why?
That's cooler than my star name. Oh, my God.
My God, I mean, did you say that on the air?
I really wanted, like, a cool name, and they just named it Deborah Stacy Morrow.
Ah, yes, the Constellation Debbie over here.
Is there any way I could, like, change
the Maybe I shouldn't buy you any presents, you ingrate. What's that all about?
But then my best friend, Gloria, she bought me a star, too, and she named it Best Friend Demi. So that was cool.
Wow.
But I would have really.
So your family, they named their cow, like, Dinner. And they named the star Debbie. I mean, you know, they obviously can be creative with their names, just not in the case of you, apparently.
Do we have time to do a family story?
Oh, okay. Brief one.
Okay, Danielle and David, the Oklahoma group.
Yes.
Okay, they have this big, huge dog, you know, and it's a hunting kind of huge, floppy dog. And he got puppies with the girl dog next door. And they've moved the puppies over to the barn at Danielle's and stuff like that. Well, Danielle has decided she's going to keep one, and she's going to bring in the house and bottle feed it, because the mom keeps taking the other puppies out to the woods, and they want to make sure the puppy's okay. So tonight, speaking of names, she calls me up, and she goes, Impala or Nova? And I went, what are you talking about? And she goes, well, David wants to name the puppy Impala, and we want to name it Nova.
God. All right. Hang on a second, Deb. We got a quick break here, folks. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and various shenanigans.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to Wednesday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. We're going to take some calls here in just a minute. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Debbie Morrow, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here.
Anyway, so yes. What do you think of I said Nova.
I think that you should stay away from stupid old 70s car names. But that's just me.
I know. Well, that's what I said. Impala is stupid. I mean, it's just funny-looking deer thing that leaps. I don't know.
Isn't that all funny-looking deer things do, leap?
I guess. And I don't even know why they picked that one. And then I said, well, you know, Nova's kind of cool because, see, the definition of Nova, my daughter told me, she looked it up, is nonstop, I think. And the daddy dog's name is Turbo. So that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, that's cool, I guess.
That's kind of cool. You know?
I guess. But they named your star Debbie Morrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't want to sit there and go, here, Impala. That sounds stupid when you're calling your dog. But, hey, here, Nova, that's not bad.
It's better than Impala. That's like, I mean, that's like you said, it's a deer.
Yeah,
that's like getting a dog and naming it cat. Like, I'm going to just name you a species of animal that you don't belong to.
I know. It's so stupid.
All right. You want to take some calls before we get to this last story here?
Sure.
All right, folks. Susan in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Well, hey there.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Wonderful.
And, Debbie, I just wanted to say, Debbie, you kind of helped me make sure I had my Berkey together. It was really pretty easy, but you had me put red dye in. I wanted to make sure it was sealed.
Uh-huh.
and came out so clear in the bottom.
Oh,
you know, that was really neat. You're very patient, and you really answer all questions. And if I can put it together, anybody can.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's really not hard at all. I just didn't have a whole lot of confidence.
Well, good for you for making the call, though. You know, how many other people would have just let it sit somewhere until somebody helped them with it?
Oh, goodness. Well, I know the water is very bad. And
Where are you at in Ohio? Like, what geographic
area? I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
I found out something, Debbie, that you might check into. I heard that arsenic is put in water in places where it's very acid to make it alkaline.
Oh, wow.
Do you know anything about that?
They do that intentionally.
That's what I heard in certain areas. It wouldn't be in all areas, but it causes the water to be alkaline.
Wow.
And so that's not too cool. Alkalinity is good, but not with arsenic.
No.
And speaking
they can
of,
put apple juice in it, apple cider, and it would do the same thing then.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many things that could be done, but there, like you say, no money's being spent for solutions.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on mercury falling out of the sky.
Oh, please.
Yes. One flu shot. If you weigh 100 pounds, you're getting 5 times more the acceptable levels, you know, the FDA whom we trust, 5 times more the acceptable levels if you weigh 100 pounds. Now, just picture Dad. Oh, let's say Dad weighs about 200 and his little boy, he's 7 and 8 year old coming along with him. They all go get a flu shot. Well, the 7 and 8 year old, they're getting the same flu shot.
Wow.
The very same flu
shot. Yeah, the Marisol. You're exactly right. That's amazing. So, in essence, if they weigh 50 pounds, then they're getting twice the dosage, which is 10 times.
You got it.
Wow.
You got it.
That is interesting.
And so I just thought that might be a good little bit of information for anybody's up hearing it to think twice about the flu shots. And my father had pneumonia for the first time in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's 85 now after he had his first pneumonia flu shot.
Amazing.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
But anyway, folks, I sure appreciate this. Debbie, I appreciate... Oh, one question.
Yeah.
Do you have anything from Berkey for the water coming in to your home at the main line? Do you sell any kind of a carbon filter?
We really don't. We have the KDF shower filters that you can put on the shower.
Right.
You know, but we don't have anything that goes into the whole house.
Oh, you know what I wish you all would come up with?
What's that?
I know I'm not the only one that would love to have this. Something that goes on the main faucet into the tub.
You know what? I know, and I tell people the only way you could really do that is like if you have a shower that's also in the tub, and get one of those handheld, like, water pick kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still put it on between the hose and the pipe that comes out of the wall.
Right.
And then fill the tub up with the handle, the handheld.
So if you
want
to have a shower, you know, 7 hours from now, or a bath, you know, just turn the shower head on.
Right.
But that would be cold. But if you put the handle down in the thing,
that would
kind of work, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I do.
Well, that's probably what I'm going to do. We have to do something because we had quite a few line breaks up here with the snow. We've had the ground is very cold because we had low temperatures.
Yes.
Below zero for a while, which I hope it kills off a little bit of the fungus. But
well, you're exactly right. And hey, Susan, I really appreciate the call.
Hey, well, we appreciate y'all too.
You're very kind.
And Debbie, I'll be calling you.
Okay, nice to talk to you again, Susan.
It's good to talk to you too.
All right, folks, we're going to take a short break here, but we'll be back in 3 minutes with more from our guest this evening, Debbie Mora, more of your phone calls, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and our guest this evening, Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts, the company that makes the Berkeys, of course.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm typing orders while I was waiting.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, give out your number again.
It's toll-free. It's 1-888-803-4438.
Okay. And we'll give out the details about your conference this weekend, too. Ron in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank and Debbie, you're my two favorite people.
Well,
hey,
thank
Ron.
You.
You guys really are. You don't hear much from me, Frank, I know, but I call once in a while. I'm an old friend of Drew's, and you know Drew pretty well.
Absolutely.
And Drew and I are on the phone quite a bit. We have a project going together we've been working on about 3 months or so.
Oh, wonderful.
He's just a marvelous guy.
He really is. He's something else.
Truly amazing. I say, man, if I ever run into anybody, I tell him I get a 1,000-pound Marine that's skinny and hard and really tough to take care of. It.
1,000 pounds, huh? Wonderful.
Okay, I'm glad I'm on with both of you guys. First of all, Frank, I've just got kind of an inside question. I don't know if you can be able to handle this. This is to you. What kind of mic are you using there? Do you have a Shure SM7 or one?
I'm going to turn it off for a second so that way you don't have to listen to the fumbling, and then I'll turn it back on as soon as I check.
Yep.
So you guys feel free to converse among yourselves.
Okay, converse.
Hey, Debbie, I contacted you about getting a dealership. This is, the name is Ron in Austin, and we spoke, I think, a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
But I'll be getting, I think, probably doing some regular broadcasting. I've been doing quite a few guest spots. And I have a studio, I think I may mention to you at home also, and I'm streaming on the Internet. So is Frank back yet?
Yes, I am.
Is SM7?
It is a Shure
PG-48.
PG-48? Mm-hmm.
Sounded like an SM7. Yeah, I am a broadcaster type anyway. And anyway, I have a Sennheiser mic here.
Oh.
The question is for you. Thank you for doing that, Frank. I know it was a little bit out of your way.
Oh, no, that's no problem at all. Mostly what we've got here is a bunch of hodgepodge stuff. Now, ideally, if money were no object, which unfortunately it always is, I would have better equipment, to sound better. But I think for the most part, we get by.
You sound good.
Well,
thank
you.
You sound really good. Yeah, you're really, really good. Here I get some questions for you guys.
Okay. Fire away.
Number one, you know how tires have a little, some of them anyway, at least they were going to do it. I don't know if they have ever done it. They have had color markers to indicate them when the tread was thin. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. But
I have not, no.
You had not? Well, that was a few years ago. I guess they never did it. I guess the tire, when it got thin, it would turn orange and, in that thin area or whatever it is.
Wow.
My question to you, Debbie, is the following. If you choose to accept the question, is I wonder if there's a way of knowing directly how far the filters are depleted. By the way, I'm asking this question not because I'm thinking about buying a Berkey. I've had a Berkey since 2003. Still has the filters in it. It's the Berkey light. Is it a gallon and a half or whatever it is? And I've had a I'm one person. Me, a dog and a cat. You know.
So do you have the white ceramic filters, or do you have the black Berkey?
No, I have the black filters. And as a matter of fact, about 3 months ago, I purchased the other filter for fluorine. I just never had, just never put it in. You know how that goes.
Well, make sure you flush it really good before you put it on. And the instructions are on there, but, you just make sure you hold it under the sink and flush
it
out real good. But the thing is, the surefire way to know that your black Berkey purification elements are working is the red food coloring test.
The what?
Red food coloring test. What you do is you fill your Berkey up with water, and you put 2 tablespoons of red food coloring in the water,
and
it comes through clear.
2 tablespoons full.
Of red food coloring.
Red food coloring, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, sometimes people call me and they say, well, I tried green, I tried blue, and it came through. And the thing is, we don't take out minerals, and I think some of the different food coloring colors have, I don't know what elements they use to make those colors.
Right.
But I think some of them are mineral-based because I have had people say green goes through and stuff.
That's a good point.
So we know red works, so do red.
That's great.
Know?
That is very clever. It really is. Why didn't I think of that?
But you cannot do it with the white ceramic filters because they don't take out 100%. So for people who have the older white ceramic filters, and this is the same with all of them, as long as they're dripping, they're taking out the pathogenic bacteria, cyst, and sediment.
Yep.
It's just that, the bad taste, that odor, the chemicals, that's why we want you to change them every 3,000 gallons, because that will...
Every 3,000 gallons, yeah, I'd probably go through a gallon and a half a day myself pretty easily.
Yeah, so you'll probably be able to use your filters for about 8 years, depending on, give or take the, what am I thinking? The calcium and stuff, if they get clogged up or something like that. But your main thing is to do the red food coloring test with the black filters, and you can tell.
No, I'm going to ask you a dumb question. I'm a guy, and I do shop. What do you find that in the? What do you find?
The food coloring,
in the
it's
aisle?
The cake decorating stuff.
Oh, cake decorating,
or the spices, things like that.
Okay, yeah,
just to dispel any rumors that guys don't do any shopping.
And they do sell red food coloring by itself in a
yes,
bottle.
They do.
It's a matter of fact, I just got in from Food Savvy just a little while ago. I heard you on the air, and I said, Debbie, God, I got to talk to you. I really enjoy both of you immensely.
Well, thank you.
I'm kind of hidden in the back. I don't get on the air very much with you. I've called you for a few times, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that takes care of that one. Next one, I think the answer is pretty easy. You know that Dr. Wynn Parker at RBN, as one of his favorite topics is chloramine. I used to sell water equipment with Eco Systems, I guess that's what it was. And I'm so very familiar with the terms. And as I remember, chloramine was a real bad actor in general. Mm. And I'm wondering how effective that Berkey filter is. I'm sure it's great, but it does take it down to nothing, doesn't it?
Well, actually, we don't know yet because that's one of the things we're having tested.
Oh, really?
We had never tested for chloramine. Chloramine is a relatively new thing that they're starting to put in people's water on a regular basis.
Mm.
And so we don't exactly know everything. I've had customers do their own tests and send them in and have different results. So right now, until we get the test back, I'm not sure, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know that we're going to take the chlorine part of the chloramine out.
Right.
But I don't really know what ammonia, you know, is doing. And you know what the thing about that is? And if anybody ever gets to talk to their water district and ask them this, I mean, you know, as a young girl growing up and then working in restaurants and stuff, I was always told you never mix chlorine and ammonia.
Yeah.
Never, ever mix a poisonous gas that will kill you before you get out of the room.
Wow.
And yet they put it in your water.
Well, you just can't breathe it. You can drink it, you can bathe in it, but you can't breathe it.
Breathe it.
That's true. Say that. Well, listen, Debbie, you shouldn't be surprised because they do want to kill us.
Yes.
That's
why. Well, you know, and that's the beauty of the whole thing, Ron, is that, you know, when I played sports, I've always been better at defensive positions rather than offensive because I just take so much pleasure in screwing up somebody's plans. And if they want us to kill ourselves by eating what they say and drinking what they say, I say, no, let's just throw a monkey wrench in there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Man, I'm telling you, all I need is you and Drew on my side, and I don't have to worry about anything.
Amen. Man. There you go, brother.
What a combination between the two. I can vouch for the Berkey filters. I have just been so delighted. I can't tell you how happy I've been with them because I see all these people, you know, schlepping these big jugs around, and I want to go up to them, look at them right in the face, and say, "Wake up."
Mm.
Now stand still, take him by the shoulders, and shake him a lot. Shake the person a lot.
There you go.
And say, you know, there's a better way of doing this, you know. You get a Berkey light. Let me give you my business card. Let's rock and roll.
There you go.
So that's the way it goes, yeah.
Wonderful.
So much. I'm glad you're working out so well in this night deal.
I can
hear the shift. I mean, as you're getting more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's just really great. By the way, knowing Drew, I'm up half the night doing things. So when you go home, I'm still here a lot of times, and then I'll wake up a little later in the morning. Well, thanks so much for chatting a little while here.
Yeah.
It's been a delight, you know?
Well, thanks for the call, Ron. It's a pleasure as always.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, those are some great questions, actually, and I guess, you know, sometimes we forget, Debbie, that, you know, you and I have been talking together for a long time, on and off the air, so at this point there's a familiarity, and maybe we forget some of the important details, I suppose.
And I think that's so great. I love it when people call and ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the stuff I can talk about. I mean, you know, when, you know, we've had people...
You can talk about plenty.
Well, except for that, I really know about the Berkeys pretty good, you know?
Yes, you do.
So that's good. Yay!
Yay! Well, I had another story, which kind of ties in with some of the things we've talked about here.
Oh, good.
This one came out earlier today, or technically yesterday, if you want to be like that. MLive.com, which is obviously out of Michigan. A mid-Michigan company is offering to test people's tap water for bacteria and other contaminants, but the testing isn't necessary, says John DeCam, chief of the Bay City Water Treatment Plant. Said DeCam, quote, "They're just trying to scare people," end quote. Raven Analytical Laboratories with locations in Midland and Roscommon took out an ad in Sunday's Bay City Times offering to test the taps of people concerned about water safety. The ad was run in response to a February 11th story in the Times about contaminants in area municipal drinking water systems, said Angela Kangas, a chemist for Raven in Midland. The Bay City water system, which pulls water from the Saginaw Bay, had 25 contaminants from 1998 to 2003, the most in the area according to a database compiled by the Environmental Working Group in Washington, D.C. Kangas said her company has been testing drinking water since 1994 using U.S. Environmental Protection Agency standards and can perform tests for as little as $20 to detect the presence of fecal chloroform bacteria, coliform bacteria in tap water. For $8 more, the company will test for nitrates, and nitrates, too, can come from fertilizers or sewage and cause disease in young children.
Oh, see there?
I mean, there's a lot of truth in these stories. These are just little, and I, you know, no offense to MLive.com, but these are not New York Times, Washington Post, you know what I mean? These are stories that you'd have to go to the virtual local media to get, but it's right there.
Yeah, and thank God that there are some local people who actually stick their nose in and say, hey, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, well,
and then they put it on print, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that's so interesting about this story, and again, I'm just highlighting because otherwise the 55 stories we've gone through here would take forever. But one of the elements in that story is the guy from the Municipal Water Authority basically says, hey, look, we're way above where we need to be by law every time, which is what you and I talked about. Again, hey,
right,
we've only got 2% poo in the water. This is great.
I know. That's it, because some idiot somewhere decided, hey, it's okay to have a certain amount of poopy in the water.
That's right.
It's okay because we can't have it exactly,
that's
you know,
right,
without it.
Except,
so.
But as we've highlighted through these stories, again, folks, if you live in Massachusetts, Tennessee, Oregon, Florida, Wisconsin, Arizona,
Texas,
California, Virginia, or Michigan, any of these stories apply to you probably. And obviously, those are just the ones I found in the last week or so that tie in with things here in the U.S., of course. Then we also hit Australia, the U.K., India, and there's more. But I think that's plenty, plenty, plenty for this evening. Let's go to Alfred in Missouri. Alfred, welcome to the show. Is it Missouri or Missouri?
It depends.
It depends. What do you say?
Missouri.
Missouri it is.
Well, then sometimes you can call it misery, too.
Oh, yes. I've done that.
I never knew it was called Missouri.
It's like half of the state says Missouri, the other half says Missouri, and they're about to break out in civil war any day now.
Well, they're going to do it in Nevada or Nevada.
Yes, Nevada. Did you know it is against state law here in the great state of Arkansas to mispronounce the name Arkansas?
Or Kansas.
Yeah, see, you're going to jail, buddy, as soon as you cross state
arrest.
Lines. I'll make a citizen's arrest. Or not. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, folks. Well, I'd like to tell you, Debbie, one thing that you don't do with a Berkey water filter. And I was silly, I guess I found out the hard way. I like Miracle 2 products, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like the green soap, I like the neutralizer, and I use the gel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought one day I had a bright idea. Well, I'll pour about an ounce of this clear neutralizer into the top part of my Berkey and fill it with water. You know that stuff clogged up the filters entirely. It would not drain. It did. It the water just sat up in the
top. It neutralized your filters.
I guess it did. But anyway, I've taken care of that.
Uh-huh.
Did you get new filters?
Yes, I did. In fact, I got two new units.
Oh,
wow. That's unfortunate. Now, I don't know. I'm not very familiar with Miracle 2 products at all. But I guess is neutralizer something you can drink?
Yes.
It's a jelly.
Okay.
It's jelly.
Well, you could put it in the bottom then, right?
Well, there's a gel and there's a liquid.
Oh, okay.
I poured about an ounce into the full container on top, and then it just...
Wow.
I went back to, you know, get myself a fresh jug of water, and the thing was empty. And I'm going, well, what's up with that?
Wow. Was it the jelly one?
No, just the water-like one.
Really?
And so there's something about the atoms in those products. I'm telling the world that it is amazing stuff. I don't know what it is.
I use Miracle 2 products,
well,
but I never put mine in my Berkey.
Don't put it into your filter, okay? It's just,
no.
I just wanted everyone to know, just don't be dumb.
Well, I don't think that's dumb. I mean, well, maybe it is, but it's something I would have done as well, Alfred. So I guess, you know, if you're dumb, I'm dumb too. I mean, if I had known about it and thought it was good, you know, I might try that too. But you could put it in the bottom, correct?
No. I'll put it into my filtered water.
Well, that would be
in
the bottom.
Oh, well, okay, into the jug that I
That's what I meant, where the filtered water drips into.
Here where I thought, no, I'll just add it up into the top.
Mm, I see.
Wrong.
Yeah. Well.
It didn't work. It didn't fly, and I want everyone to just don't do that.
Okay. Well, when you say I found a way not to use the water filter, I could think of about a billion things that you cannot use it for, but that certainly is actually of use to many people, I'd imagine. So
I'll hope so, and thanks for your time. And
hey,
privilege.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, sir.
With you.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Alfred, I had a guy put ocean water in his.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, made everything really salty. Because, you know, we don't take out, you know, I mean, it kind of, you don't, we don't do salt water.
It would be great to have some sort of desalination options that aren't giant factories, I guess. I don't know if there are any sort of portable desalination techniques, but, you know, aside from the whole boiling it and filtering out the salt that's left over, I guess.
I don't know. You know, I kind of think God made salt water the way it is for a reason.
Well, God made dirty water the way it is for a reason, too, Debbie, but that didn't stop you.
No.
Hang on a second. We're going to take this last break, Deb. Then we are cutting you loose. You go get some rest.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want you to give out all the contact info and the info on your seminar coming up and how people can come by and see your smiling face and cheer their day right up, as you always do for me. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, talent of our second hour already. And, of course, let me remind you, our thanks going out to these guys this hour, being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation, or visit them online for different sorts of, you can do your own research, really, which you should anyway, www.natural-solution.com. And our special guest this evening, who's been cheerily along for the ride here for the last 2 hours, Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Sure has gone by fast.
It really has. It really, really has. And I always have fun with you. Like I said, if I ever had a co-host, it would be you.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. So let's talk. This weekend, you're going to be down in Arizona. Where is the city again, by the
Chandler.
Way?
Chandler.
Okay, Chandler, Arizona.
Which is south of Phoenix, somewhere.
Okay, somewhere. So hopefully you'll be there this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that fiasco. Yeah. My sister-in-law is picking us up at the airport, okay. So hopefully she'll at least get me to the RV park in Mesa.
Hopefully.
Yes.
We'll be praying for your safe travels.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that goes without saying. I always keep you in my prayers.
Thank you.
So you're going to be there Saturday and Sunday. And Friday, did you decide that you were going to be there Friday or no?
Well, I'm not going to be at the show, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be laying around the pool, I hope.
There you go. In your bikini.
Scaring the heck out of everybody.
Outstanding. Well, that'll be
a sightseer, do something.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot to see. That'll be good.
Sure.
Well, that'll be wonderful. And of course, we had Glenn Parnum on last night. He's going to be down there too. So make sure you guys go introduce yourselves, because you're both, you both have some amazing products that you represent. Both of you have stuff that I think is integral to good health, and certainly people can go and sample the Berkey. And like I said many times on the show here, folks, if you drink Berkey water in Arizona, you drink it in Texas, you drink it in New York State, it all tastes the same, which I think is a wonderful experience for anybody who travels a lot and knows what I'm talking about.
That's right. And I'm looking forward to meeting your friend Glenn.
Yeah, he's wonderful. You'll love him.
Oh, I know I will.
All right. Well, give out your phone number again. Now, you probably won't be. When are you leaving? So people can call you.
I'm going to work, you know, the full day Thursday like we always do. We're going to fly Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So we're not going to miss any work. Yeah. They can call me at 1-888-803-4438.
Okay.
And say they heard it on Frank's show.
Yeah,
and that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be. And then, you know, because it's always good to know. And people can come visit you and meet Judy as well in person this weekend, which will be a great opportunity, because you guys are just, you're wonderful, wonderful people. And, you know, there's not enough of people like you to go around. So, you know, it's
thanks.
The truth. Well, I'm going to send you some of these stories here probably at some point. So, you know, is the fax going to bother you? Should I wait till tomorrow?
Oh, heck no. It's in the office,
all
and
right.
I'm going to go into my bedroom and go night-night.
Yes, you should. I'll send you that story that we talked about. Do you want any of the other ones? Do you want the one from Arizona as well?
I do. I really like those. So, yeah, send me a couple of different things, because I'll make copies and actually have those for people
there you go.
To read and stuff like that.
All right, so just pay no attention to my sloppy notations all over the
page. Oh, that's okay. I'll probably retype it or do something. I don't know. But I love you so much.
Well, I love you too, Deb. You take care. Travel safe, and don't get hassled too much at the gate.
I never do.
I don't know how you do it.
I never do, because I wear flip-flops so that I can take my shoes right off.
Mm-hmm.
And I check everything in at the curb.
Okay.
And I just go right in. And I love all your listeners. And God bless everybody. And good night.
Good night, Deb. Thanks for the call.
Alrighty.
You take care. Good luck this weekend.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Take care. The website, of course, www.berkeywater.com. Very easy, lots of great information there. And like I said, folks, go and do the research, and I think you're going to find that that this thing is unparalleled. It's better than anything else I've ever seen, that's for sure. So anyway, stay with us when we come back. If you're interested, we can do open lines for the next hour as I try to contend with this massive headache I got from these new headphones. I have a very big head, I should probably point out. It's the Irish in me. Stay with us. We'll be back in 90.